out that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Good morning. Today I'm coming to you from Psalms chapter 37, verses 3 and 5. And it read as follows: Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. The psalmist David is saying, trust in the Lord. In other words, have confidence in the Lord. Know that God is in complete control of every problem, no matter how large it is, the problem or how it may seem. But know without a shadow of a doubt this morning that you are coming out. Just be very certain of the outcome. My daddy once told me, had a vision. If you have a vision, see yourself coming out of these problems. You know, it's a trust the Lord, and knowing that he will bring you out, he will take care of you. In other words, be secure in him. Don't have no doubt about him. You know, he has us surrounded with angels. We are all surrounded with angels. We are being protected and taken care of by the angels. Be kind and good to others, and God will take care of you. He will feed you. He will provide for you. The psalmist said in verse 1, fret not thyself of evildoers. In other words, don't be envious and jealous of the evildoers, and the evildoers are those that are unrighteous, of those that are not upright with God or in right standing with God. But in Psalm 73 and 3, the psalmist said he was envious of the foolish when he saw the prosperity of the wicked. You know, it may look like the evil ones or the wicked ones are being prosperous, they're living good, and you know, but God will take care of them. The verse 2 tell us how God will take care of them. But you know, but we're not to concern ourselves how God take care of them, what's going to happen, but we are required to live right and remain in good standing with the Lord. So in other words, trust the Lord, lean on him, depend on him, and be secure to him. Do good, be kind, be loving, be pleasant. In other words, know how to treat people, even the evildoers. In verse 27, it says, depart from evil. So choose to do good and to be kind and to be pleasant. And then it tells us that God will feed us. In other words, God is our supplier, or he's the source of our supply. Whatever we need, God can do it and take care of us, and he will supply the need. He is our provider. So being children of God, we shouldn't compare ourselves to the evildoers, regardless of how they're living, regardless of how well off they may seem. We do not want to compare ourselves to them, because God will take care of us. He will take care of his own. You know, he will not see his seed begging bread, nor will he forsake his children. You know, God is not a deadbeat father. You know, he takes care of us and he provides for us, and we have to remain faithful and know that he will provide. He will provide all our necessities. He will protect us. He will lead and guide us. You know, the angels of the Lord is encamped about his children, and we are the children of God today. You know, we have to remember that God is omnipotent. In other words, he has all power. He's the only sovereign God. He's the only potentate. There is no other power like God's power today. Hallelujah. You know, he's omniscient. He is an all-knowing God. He knows what we think before we even think. So you know what? He sees and knows the plots and the plans of the evildoer. So don't fret over the evildoers. And you know, God is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. And when I wrote that, I began to think, You know, he's everywhere at the same time. He's taking care of all of us, regardless of where we are, what country we're in. He's taking care of all of us at the same time. He hears all our prayers at the same time. And you know what? When we are praying to him, all of us are praying at the same time. God hears our prayer. He does not have to put anyone on hold to see what the other one is saying. Ah, but he's omnipresent today. What an awesome God we serve. He is all wisdom. So continue to stand on God's promises. Remember, it is better to trust God than to put your confidence in man. Proverbs 3 and 5 tell us to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Understanding, in other words, don't lean and depend on your knowledge. Don't depend on your wisdom, because God is all wisdom. So let us lean and depend on him for everything. Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord, Jehovah is everlasting strength. And that is Isaiah 26 and 4. In other words, trust the Lord. Always trust in him. Regardless of how long we've been going through something, always trust in him. And he will give us strength to go through. He will give us that everlasting strength. In other words, the strength that he's given us will never run out. God expects us to trust him no matter what's going on around us. Again, do not look at or compare yourself to the evildoers, for we are God's. We belong to him today. Delight thyself also in the Lord. Matthew Henry put it this way: we must make God our heart's delight. So take great pleasure in the Lord. Take great pleasure and enjoyment in serving the Lord. Enjoy serving the Lord. Even though you may be going through trials and hardship, enjoy the Lord. Love on him. Let him know that you love him. Regardless of what's going on, you love him, you depend on him, and you trust him. You know, and then he will give you the desires of your heart. And the desires are the request, a petition. And when the righteous have desires, God will fulfill them. It's like him rewarding you for having trust in him. Even when you are going through difficult times and conditions, he knows you can trust him. And he's rewarding us for trusting in him, regardless of what it may seem like. You know, God is honoring our request and our petition, the ones that we have laid before him or put before him. So enjoy the Lord in the midst of all your trials and the things you're going through. He will give you the desires of your heart. You know, God made this promise to Israel, but it also applies to us today. For we are his people. We are his children. So 5, say, commit thy way unto the Lord. In other words, commit means to roll. Cast your cares upon the Lord. Reveal your way unto the Lord. By prayer, spread all your concerns and all your cares before him. Remember I said your cares and it's your request and your petition. So commit your way to the Lord. Roll it over unto the Lord. Trust also in him. When committing or rolling it over unto the Lord, that is a sign of trust. When we give all our concerns to God and trust him, he shall bring it to pass. Roll it over to the Lord and leave it there. You know, so many times we take our burdens, we take our concerns, we take the things that we're going through, and we say, I'm taking it to the Lord, and we kneel down and we begin to pray. And we say, God, I give it to you. And by the time we say amen and get up off our knees, we pick that same problem up and we begin to wag with it and carry it with us everywhere we go. But all we have to do today is just roll it over and give it to God and leave it there. Believe it is done. You know, I often tell people when I say I believe, I'm saying more than I believe. I'm saying I know that for a fact that God has done what I have petitioned him to do. It may not come when I want it, but it's always right on time. You know, so many times people, a Christian, find fault with God and criticize him. When this happened, they have not committed their way unto the Lord. You know, trust in him, and he will bring it to pass. It will take place. It is going to be, it is done. Rely on him. Hallelujah. Lean on him and know that he will honor your request today. Remember, God loves his children. So many times, God, people get impatient and they stop waiting on him. So instead of waiting patiently, they begin to complain about God, about the situation and the condition, the things that they are going through. Take God at his word. If he said it, he will do it. He is a God that can't lie. If we wait on him, he will take care of all our burdens, all our concern. So roll all of your cares unto him. In verse 7, say, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way. Because the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. The psalmist is saying, be silent, be still. Ease your mind, relax your mind. Hallelujah. He said, but be resigned. In other words, be patient, be calm. Leave all the things in the hands of God. He's a sure cure for not being satisfied. If you let him, he will satisfy your every need. So when the wicked prosper, don't fret. When the ungodly, the wicked bring their wicked devices and their wicked ways to pass, don't fret. Don't let it disturb you. Don't get angry. Don't get frustrated and don't get stressed. Don't even get upset. Verse 8 says, cease from anger and forsake the wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. In other words, stop being angry. Keep your cool. Forsake the wrath. Do not plan. Do not plot to get even. Do not fret over how to do it. Give it up. Give up being angry. Give up fretting. Don't be troubled by anything that the wicked is doing. And don't be upset about the way they are prospering. Remember in verse 3, it said, trust in God and do good. And this applies to these verses. Trust God, and he will deal with the wicked, but we are not to do evil. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. You know, we are to hold our peace, and we are to do good. Regardless of what the wicked have done, regardless of what they're planning, what they are plotting, we are to still treat them kindly. We are to be pleasant to them. We don't have to be bosom buddies, but we do have to treat them right. You know, this is required of God's children. We have to love those that misuse us. We have to love them in spite of all the things that they've done, the things they've said. But it's all right because God is taking care of that. You know, we have to realize that the God that we serve today, he's not blind, and nor is he asleep. He see all, and he know all. He may not come, like I said, he may not come when we need him, but he's right on time. He know exactly when to move. He know exactly how to do it, when to do it, and where to do it. All we're to do is to trust him, lean and depend on him, and treat our enemies or the evildoers or the wicked ones, treat them nice, treat them good, be good to them. And God is going to bless us. He's going to continue to keep and hold us in the palm of his hand. He knows what we are going through. And he sees every tear. And you be blessed today. Hope you enjoyed this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4539. Please join me at this time next week. I would like to invite you to our church service, Tuesday night Bible study, 7 p.m., Wednesday noonday prayer, 12 to 1 p.m., Sunday morning worship, 11 a.m., and that's Rebirth Ministries, 1226 MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 318-769-1994. John Belvin, Sr., Pastor.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
This message is sponsored by concerned citizen and candidate David Michael Williams.
I'm attorney David Michael Williams, and I'm running to be your next 9th Judicial District Court Judge, Division F. The pillars that support my platform are my faith in God through my personal relationship with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, my family, my experience as a dedicated trial attorney, my charge to implement more meaningful alternatives to incarceration for nonviolent offenders. I'm ready to be fair and impartial and to make the right decisions, even when those decisions are unpopular, when early voting opens up in October or on November 3rd.
There's a new book on the market called Inspirational Short Stories by local Louisiana author Donald Ray Butch Smith. Those who've read the book says it's a 5-star read. And it's an easy read for all ages. And one of 39 different dramatic, touching, powerful messages. The book will inform you about matters of life and questions to ask yourself. What would you do in these situations? Would you fold? Or will you rise above your circumstances? Inspirational Short Stories by Donald Ray Butch Smith is available now at Amazon.com, Google Playbooks, Barnes & Noble, and your Kindle store. Author Donald Ray Butch Smith is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald. This week on Money Making Conversations is my man, New York Times bestselling author, physician, and TV personality, Dr. Ian Smith. He is the new solo host of the nationally syndicated Emmy Award-winning television show, The Doctors.
My intention is to write things and to create things for people so they can take it and immediately incorporate it in their lives and see a difference.
Don't miss Money Making Conversations with me, Rashawn McDonald, every weekend. Or go to MoneyMakingConversation.com and hear all of my great interviews.
Money Making Conversations with Rashawn McDonald, Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. on KAYT KQJOFM.
Kelly's Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784 or our website located at KellyServiceHouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
This is State Representative Ed Lauberdane. This presidential election is the biggest election in your lifetime. The election day is Tuesday, November 3rd. The deadline for in-person and mail voter registration is Monday, October 5th. The deadline for online registration is Tuesday, October 13th. Early voting starts Tuesday, October 20th to Tuesday, October 27th at the Grand Peace Parish Courthouse or Keys Park in Pineville. If you have any questions, call your registered voters at 318-473-6770. You will need a picture ID. Please remember, every vote counts. Your vote counts. Please vote Tuesday, November 3rd.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never. It all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
somebody just need to testify to something next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through. I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without
you. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Singing one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never
could
have made it.
Oh, oh, oh. Never could have made it. The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Well, it's Throwback Thursday here in the city on KAYTKQJOFM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. Speaking of our hearts are breaking for the folks in Louisville, Kentucky. The announcement of a grand jury's decision to indict one of the three police officers involved in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor, and the indictment wasn't even related to her death, has sparked another wave of protests for justice and racial equality around the nation. Protesters took to the streets in Chicago, Milwaukee, Seattle, and Washington, D.C., among other places, following yesterday's announcement from Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron. And that spurred demonstrations that turned violent in that city, where two police officers were shot during protests, one in the abdomen and the other in the thigh. Both are expected to recover, though, but it is a terrible situation, and our thoughts and our prayers are with the folks in Louisville, Kentucky, and that, you know, we just tell the devils to get out of the way. We speak love in our nation in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, we're going to continue with our Throwback Thursday, and don't forget, the Bible trivia question is still up for grabs today. Here it is. What did Jesus say we needed our faith to be like in order to move a mountain? Like a child, a speck of dust, a grain of mustard seed, or a mountain? My number is 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. We'll answer this question towards the end of the program. I hope that you'll stay tuned.